Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A bromance is defined as the complicated love and affection shared by two straight males. Some famous bromances include George Clooney and Brad Pitt.
Yes.
Most recently, Obama and Biden. Andy Samberg and Justin Timberlake.
Wrong. Justin Timberlake and Jimmy Fallon.
True. All Matt Damon, Ben Affleck.
Yep.
Famous bromances.
Yes.
We have a famous bromance a-brewing, friends. Jeff, tell everyone who you had a date with on Friday night.
You guys, I went out with Kevin Gillespie.
Just the two of us. We can make it if we try.
Just me and you. Okay, well, technically our wives were there also. But
he said,
It doesn't matter. Kevin and I went out and had Chinese food together.
Oh, yummy.
I let him order for me on account of him being, you know, Kevin Gillespie from Top Chef and me being Jeff from Syracuse, New York. So I don't know as much about Chinese food. So he ordered all of this stuff.
What did he order for you?
Romantic things.
Did he whisper lean over them? And cut your steak for you?
It's Chinese food. There was no steak, Jen. There were.
Did you guys
delicately flavored dumplings and?
Did you guys like share plates? Like, oh, dude, you got to try this. No, dude, you got to try this.
We did. At one
you
point,
take a bite. No, you take a bite.
At one point, I said, Kevin, you're ordering that, and it's got five chilies next to it, and I'm delicate. I'm a delicate little flower. Am I going to be okay? And he said, just try it. Be brave, Jeff. And I said, I will.
Did you guys form your own handshake?
No, Jen. So rude. Got to be honest, though. I was a little bit nervous. Because I do think, I'm not afraid to admit it. I think Kevin Gillespie's cool. He comes in here. He makes us all laugh. He's been on the radio show a million times.
He's a super famous chef.
He's a famous chef. He was a runner-up on Top Chef. He's got some of the best restaurants in Atlanta. He's a nice guy. He's knowledgeable. He's cool.
And Gun Show, Revival.
Yep. Mm.
I mean, these are some of the most celebrated places in the ATL.
Yes.
So good.
And he spent some time with me. And it was great. And I got to be honest with you, I was like a little nervous. I'm like, what if we don't have anything to talk about?
Did you come up with a list of topics like and put them in your back pocket in case you got nervous?
So I could refer to them and be like,
Give me the notes section of your phone. Give me the notes section.
But we did go out. We had it. And I think we're going to see each other again.
I feel like Jeff saved the napkin from his first date, you know?
Well, I was kind of sad because it was like a real Chinese restaurant. I did have one foolish moment. It was like a real Chinese restaurant. It was up in Duluth. It's called Masterpiece. And it's like Chinese. It's not like...
Not American Chinese.
It's Chinese. So at the end, like I made a joke about a fortune cookie. And I think he was a little dismissive. He was like, we don't get fortune cookies here. This is real Chinese.
You know what you wanted that fortune to be.
Just the two of us.
Hold hands on the beach and be friends forever.
I'm so happy for you.
You know.
I mean, I might be happier for you than I am about Kelly Chase being in love. Because I am the love cheerleader, even the bromance cheerleader.
Should we have that made? Jeff Dollar is in love.
Day number one.
And then I was also nervous. Like, I wanted to make sure, because Callie tagged along. And I wanted to make sure that Callie liked him, and Callie did, and his wife was there, and she's, and Kevin's wife is nice, and everybody seemed to get along, so I think it was good.
If the wives hit it off, you're in, man.
Okay, I think they hit it off. gig. They seem to be cool. I mean, I had nothing but eyes for Kevin, so I don't know what they were doing or talking about over there. So, and I gave him a gift. Can we re...
You gave him a gift?
Yeah. Was it too soon? Kelly, do me a favor. Go to Kevin's Instagram page.
Okay.
And repost on the Jeff and Jen Show Instagram the gift I gave Kevin. People can comment whether or not they think it's inappropriate.
Too soon.
I think it was perfect. Okay?
I'm doing it.
All right. Part of me wants to wait and see your reaction.
Kevin.
Hang on. I have him saved as a favorite. I can pull him up faster.
What is that?
Yep. That's scroll.
I kind of feel like I need to call you out on this bromantic gift.
I know. What? Is he actually wearing them at dinner?
Yeah.
That's he wore those.
They fit like Cinderella slippers, you guys. Can you repost that right now?
I can repost it right now. At Jeff and Jen Show, y'all have got to see this. It's ridiculous.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.